This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi, live all across the USA and around the world on this Labor Day weekend. Hope you're having a nice, relaxing holiday weekend. And on our show this hour, my first guest will be Joe Makuda. He is a host of a show called Eating History. Yes, you heard right, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you something, you got to hear this. This guy eats everything from many, many, many years ago. You don't care what it is. Fritos from 50 years ago. You don't care. Super Nanny Joe Frost will be joining us on Lifetime Channel. That show is really hot right now. A beautiful actress, Stephanie Powers, will be here. And then a very timely guest, Cheryl Nelson, who is a meteorologist for FEMA, asking the big question, are you ready for the hurricane season starting in September? And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
We're live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Well, you know, we've been doing this talk show for over 30 years, and we've had a lot of great big stars on and a lot of interesting people and a lot of shows that are premiering that, you know, are kind of off the radar, if you will. Boy, this next one, I can't wait to talk to this. And the name of the show, which is premiering on the 11th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on History, is called Eating History. Joining us right now is Josh Makuga. Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me. This is great.
I can't believe this. When I heard about this show, I said, I got to talk to Josh. This is unbelievable. I mean, you're kind of a history buff, as I am, but I think you've taken it to the nth degree. You go in and you find old food that has never been opened, like the 1940s-era canned grasshoppers or Star Wars C-3PO cereal from 1984 or 1940s vintage Nassau rations. First of all, how do you get interested in this kind of thing? I mean, I love collectors, but I, you know, I'm not going to eat like a 52 Chevy, you know what I'm saying?
Well said. We can't recommend eating cars, but we can talk about eating history. We premiered. Here's the thing. I came from a long line of collectors. My dad collects all kinds of stuff. My mom and dad would go antiquing all the time, you know, Western Pennsylvania into Ohio. And they were always looking for, you know, vintage food tins, things like that. And some of those food tins would have some things in them sometimes. And I was always the kid that would, like, get hungry and eat them. Which was sometimes bad, sometimes good. I was opening vintage liquor bottles and stuff like that, and this show came along at the right time. History Channel has been amazing putting this whole thing together. And what's really amazing is you find some of these amazing collectors. The vintage military ration community is amazing, and they collect and they trade some of these old military rations. And then you meet some of these collectors that have these things just sitting on their shelves, and they're thinking, you know, I wonder if I should try them. You know what? Let's send it to Josh and Old Smokey, and let's see what they do. And I'll say, you know, some of the things we can't try because it'll kill us. Some of the things we try that you think are going to be terrible are amazing, and vice versa. It's this show is a really wild adventure through history, because there's a lot of items, you know, you'll see on your shelf. You're like, I just eat Pringles. I don't care what their history is. Pringles has an amazing, amazing history behind the item, and that's the beautiful part of the show. And then, again, like you said, we take it to that nth degree of, should we try it? Can we try it? Let's try it. And then we show how food holds up over time. And, you know, right now, as we're all kind of in a weird quarantine, some of those food items just expired. I should be okay. We give you that opportunity.
Tell us about Old Smokey, who's your fellow partner in crime here.
Yeah, he's a legend. Old Smokey is just one of the coolest guys. Super original guy. Knows he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to vintage military rations and, you know, smells and tastes and sights from certain old food, because he's been doing this for a while. He got involved in the military ration community. It is produced by the military, yeah, for obvious reasons. And, you know, there's so many people out there that have old military rations, and we got to try some really, really cool old military rations. And then I take him on the adventure of, I love a lot of the pop culture items. I love the alcohols. I love the beers. I love, you know, stuff that has to do with movies and TV that you know, were just produced in a very limited run. And some of these people that still have them and have been cool enough to send to us to try, that's where my expertise comes. So it's a really cool yin and yang.
Now, you know, you probably are the closest thing that I have ever met personally to the guy that I always thought was the bravest man in the world, and that was the first guy to drink milk. Let's pull these things and drink. Now, have you ever come across an expiration date? I mean, have you ever been sick from this?
Yeah. I mean, over time, I've definitely had my brushes with sickness. I've been lucky enough my whole life. You know, I grew up in an Italian family, and I was always the kitchen sink. I was the garbage disposal. And if nobody was going to eat it, you knew Josh would eat it. So I think over time, you know, like training, like working out, my stomach has developed an iron hole of destiny for a lot of these foods. And, I've been lucky enough that, you know, this season, at least season one, no major illnesses, no major crazy sickness. But I got to tell you, Ron, there were times where, you know, there were certain tastes that have sat in my mouth for months now.
Yeah.
There were certain smells that I will never get out of my nose. And that's just the cool adventure of the show. It really is.
Well, I tell you, I got to give a lot of credit. How far back? What's the oldest thing you ate?
So we, really cool, we got a 50th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. We got some hardtack that was served at that battle, like the 50th anniversary. So that was over 100 years old. We had some over 100-year-old cod liver oil cordial that was sent to us. That, surprisingly, Ron, I think you're going to all be surprised by our reaction to the cod liver oil. We had some 1940s Wheaties. We had some 1930s Cracker Jacks. We had, you know, some 50s era Campbell's soup. We want to go as old as we possibly can. I want to be that guy that's on the ship, that finds old food that's buried in the ocean in a shipwreck. You know, I want to be on the front lines of that, because whenever you see those things pop up on, you know, an article, you're like, is that so good? Can we try that? You know, let's go on that adventure. Let's investigate.
Well, what did you do before this? I hope you weren't in the restaurant business, because that's not going to... you would never know if the salad was old.
No eating that old romaine.
No.
Shockingly enough, was a waiter and a bartender for a very long time. And then, you know, I've been a host in the digital space, hosted different talk shows and stuff, talk about movies and TVs online. Actually hosted a show for Travel Channel a few years back called Epic Happy Hours. So yeah, I've been, you know, I was a stand-up comedian for a long time, so I've worked in entertainment, and this just so happened to be a perfect storm of things that I love and, you know, things that I'm able to do.
I guess one of the things you have to, everybody has to have the tools in the trade. Your tool would be a really good doctor, somebody that really knew what they were talking about. Now, you know, you mentioned you being Italian. I'm Italian, too, and I was living in the old homestead, underneath the cellar steps was some old wine that my grandfather had made, so we went in there and, you know, we looked at it, and, oh, my, I wouldn't put that thing to my lips for anything. It looked like vinegar as everything else. You would have, though, right?
I absolutely would have, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the cross right there. Yeah, I want those. Those families that have those old coal cellars, you know, those Western Pennsylvania coal cellars, that have kept those foods dark and cold for a very long time. Just, and maybe you're, you know, you're going through your grandma's house and you find some, send it to us. Send it to us. We want to try it.
Now, are you married?
I am.
You're married. Is your wife a good cook? Because she doesn't really have to be.
She can literally do anything.
Yeah. I mean, you're like the perfect husband to cook for, because you'd be satisfied with an old sneaker.
I am. My palate is not refined, Rob.
Wow, unbelievable.
Not.
There's 12 episodes of this, my friends. Every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time on the History Channel. It's called Eating History. Like I said before, I've had a lot of strange shows on the air, but this one, I think, it's going to take off, if nothing more than just out of curiosity. What is the worst thing you tasted? The very worst. Don't say kale.
Don't say kale. You'd be correct. The really cool thing is there are, you know, certain items that you're like, oh, that's going to be great. It's going to be fine. And there's some that aren't. And, unfortunately, you know, that 1970s Frito, that Frito corn chip is still, I can still feel it on the back of my molars. It got stuck there and, you know, it wasn't the best. But then you have, like, you know, first generation Pringles that were fantastic. And you have, you know, some of the sodas that held up over time. Obviously a lot of the beers didn't. But, you know, it's, again, each episode is a really, like you said, very curious. It's a really cool adventure, one through time and taste.
Watch, and I urge everybody to watch on the History Channel Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time, and it's called Eating History, Josh Macuga. Now, is that Macuga in Italian, or is that Macuga in Italian?
You know, the three brothers came over from Italy, and it was a longer name at Ellis Island, and there was Macuga, Masuga, and Mazuga. They all split. The Macugas in Pittsburgh, there's some Masugas in Michigan, and Mazuga somewhere else.
There you go. Well, I'm sure they're proud of you, Josh.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, you got to come back. This is a hoot. You know, really. In a couple of weeks, see if you can come back. We'll talk about this some more, okay?
I'd love it.
Okay.
I'd love it.
Thanks, Josh. Bye-bye. Josh Macuga is our guest, and the name of the series is Eating History. Jeez, what a unbelievable guy. I hope he lives till the end of the series. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, our next guest is a very talented lady. There is no doubt about it. And it's returning on Tuesday. It's called Super Nanny. Joining us right now is Jo Frost. Hi, Jo. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Ron. Thank you.
You know, I got to tell you something. You are really the salvation for a lot of parents out there in the world. There's no doubt about it. And your show, Super Nanny, Family Matters, SOS, Extreme Parental Guidance, and, of course, Jo Frost, Nanny on Tour. But tell us about these new episodes that are going to be premiering on Tuesday, back-to-back, by the way, and what we can expect, because you always, there's no question about it, always bring a lot of insight and help to parents around the world.
Yes, I mean, we're back, you know, on the Lifetime Network for the whole month of September. Each week we are going to be watching and viewing two families that have their own family challenges and parental issues. It's certainly been a journey for me because there's been a lot of work that's had to be done with the adult members of the family, let alone helping them with the parental issues with the children. This is about giving kids a voice. This is about marriage counseling. This is about navigating those uncomfortable, awkward circumstances that families have found themselves in. It is trying. It is testing. There's betrayal. There's a whole heap of love. There's a lot of frustration. And there's some good, solid, strong advice that everybody would expect me to be able to give their families. And I've not come short in being able to provide that. And right now we're in a time where we really need it, you know. We are all 2020 in this pandemic, you know. We are in the thick of it all. We are pushing through, you know, and we are learning more about ourselves, about our families, what we're prioritizing, what's important. It has, you know, brought up a lot for us as family with respect to how we're going to navigate the circumstances. And I think really that's to be said for every family around the world and nationwide here, that some things have had to be, we've had to adapt to. We've had to think on our feet about how we're going to get the best out of our family under the circumstances. And so I'm happy that the show is back now because it is needed more than ever. Since late February, March, I've been helping, well, over 1,000 people that have needed the help via email and Zoom and virtual groups and coming together that way, as I've not obviously been able to travel in going to one state to another. But, you know, we are looking at addiction and video gaming and, you know, four kids under four and a family that has reveal, you know, the lack of trust and why that was happening. A family whose father has just completed graduation at the police academy and the circumstances that it's led for them. So, you know, these are trying times.
Well, there are no doubt.
These shows, even though they are pre-COVID, a lot of families will be able to relate.
Well, you know, when you talk about helping people everywhere, and because the problem exists everywhere around the world, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Joe Cross television programs are aired throughout Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Europe, Australia, and most recently in the Middle East, in over 300 territories in total. That is saturation. And you address things that are really picky eaters, diet issues. Every family runs into that every once in a while. But you deal with the strains in the relationships of the parents, kids, and the adults that are kind of obsessed with the electronic devices, LGBTQ couple dealing with children. There is no ground that you don't dig up on this.
No, and for a true purpose, because this is about representing every family so that every family can relate to the circumstances that they're watching, because we are in this together. As you saw in the beginning of Super Nanny when it came out, you know, we were helping families that were in the armed forces.
Right.
You know, and I think it's important to be able to have the inclusion for every family, whether it's LGBTQ, whether it's armed force families, whether it's you know, those that are continuously moving around the state, frontline families, you know. So, again, it has to pertain to every family. And that's what's new about this season, is that we, you know, broke those walls down. I'm like, I want to help any family, every family that need my help, you know. And let's be able to give that strong advice and that staple that the Americans have become so used to now, you know, having me on television now for 16 years.
Wow.
Helping them, it's become a staple for them, and the time is right, you know, we need the advice. I'm very happy that it's back out there.
I better be honest with you, I don't know if there's ever a time that's wrong for you. Everybody needs you all the time. I mean, you've got different generations coming up and coming up. Now, what about all the books that you've had? I think you've spent something, what is 6 books on parody. Where can we get those?
Yeah, if you go to joefrost.com, that's my house.
Okay.
So you'll see where you can order my books. There is lots. There are many, many pages of family advice under different topics and categories. And then if you press on the tab that says Contact Joe, I provide Zoom groups and private consultations for families as well that are looking for that one-on-one with me, or for a group session, you know, in a room of like, you know, 10 to 12 people as well.
Joe, is there ever a situation where you walk away, maybe don't tell the family this, but you walk away and think to yourself, I don't know if I can help these people. I mean, they're too far gone.
No, I leave every night and I do my homework. I leave a family and I'm like, good night, see you in the morning. And then I go straight back to my hotel room, if that's where I am at that particular moment. Because sometimes, you know, you have to stay a bit later if you're doing a sleeping issue. And I go back and I do my homework, you know. I look at, process the day and what I've learned from the day and what the family have learned. I do my homework ready for another fresh day, you know. I have a small period of time with a family. There's an urgency to the work that's being done. There are a little bit of human beings that need to be heard, you know, children who need to be heard and who are hurting. There are families who are struggling. So, you know, the crisis and the urgency of the circumstance is real. And I just feel privileged that I'm given the honor to be able to come into people's homes and to be able to help those families, and that they trust me. So I'm always grateful for that, humbled for that.
You're a real lifesaver. There's no doubt about it. Super Nanny episodes coming back at 8 o'clock and then again at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time on Lifetime Network. I love that network. Lifetime is sensational. And I got to tell you something. You are quite a lady, Joe. You really are, and I invite you to come back anytime, because we want to talk about some of these families more in detail when you do come back. But we're going to be watching, premiering on Tuesday, 8 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Lifetime, and Super Nanny Joe Frost is the Super Nanny. Joe, thanks for joining us, dear, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it.
She's quite a lady. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As people enjoy the holiday weekend, officials are reminding people to take precautions during the pandemic. Governors are warning people about the risks of not staying safe. Kate Brown is the governor of Oregon.
As we head into the long weekend, I do want to remind Oregonians across the state to make smart choices when it comes to COVID-19.
The number of states reporting rising numbers of new cases went from 8 2 weeks ago to 27. As for a vaccine, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx.
I know everybody thinks that we're rushing for a vaccine, and we are, because we want to stop infections and we want to stop this ongoing mortality. There is one reason to have a vaccine, and that's so that we can prevent ongoing infections and the mortality that comes from that.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. We have a combination of beauty and talent. She just returned from Africa, where she oversees the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. We'll talk about that. Joining us right now, who's going to be starring in a Hallmark Channel original movie, is the ever-popular Stephanie Powers. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ron. It's nice to be on.
Before we talk about the show, and I want to talk to you about the wildlife preservation also, when I look down the stuff that you have done in the years, it is remarkable. I mean, you started off as a dancer, and then you were part of the Columbia Pictures, the final years of the star system that was out there, and The Girl from U.N.C.L.E., 25 miniseries, 200 episodic adventures that you starred in, movies for television, and, of course, Feather and Father and Heart to Heart and on Broadway. Yeah, boy, it's unbelievable what you've done. It's fascinating.
Well, not over yet.
It's not over yet. Well, hopefully it's not over a long time. And you start with a few famous people like Bing Crosby, Glenn Ford, James Caan, Sammy Davis Jr. Any big names, Stephanie?
Ava Gardner, John Wayne,
wow.
Maureen O'Hara.
Unbelievable.
Just to name a few. Lana Turner. Just a few.
Just a few. I love the Hallmark Channel because they have motion pictures, and I say that, okay, because they are like motion pictures. I mean, they are done so well.
It's remarkable how well they're done given the short shooting schedule. It's because I think they always hire consummate professionals, and behind the camera as well as in front of it, and it's always a joy to do. They have a wonderful feel-good format. I just spoke with somebody who said, oh, it's like cotton candy, you know, like eating cotton candy. And I said, oh, how wonderful. They said, oh, yes, it just makes you feel so good. So here we are with another lovely little story about, you know, they usually have a format where there's a younger girl and a young boy who are trying to find their way in life or in their way in romance. And then there's the more experienced character who helps to give some advice and open the door to another possibility. And in this case, it's a young lady who owns a bookstore. She's trying to keep it afloat. She's grown up on fairy tales. She reads to groups of children. I run the concession of the tea and coffee and cakes and sandwiches in the coffee shop. And she needs a bit of financial support. In comes a young man whose father has the money to buy this property and turn it into some development, and she looks at him as the enemy. She's waiting for that prince to come in on his white charger, and one does come in, but he isn't quite the prince she thinks he is. And I'm the one who tells her that and gives her some other advice, and so that the frog can become a prince, she winds up with the boy she thought was the villain, who comes, really turns into the prince that saves the day. So there we are.
Boy, I tell you something. That was fantastic. It's like you wrote it yourself. Of course, our friend John Schneider is in it. But your role of Marilyn, you are, as you outlined, kind of a endless romantic. And you're the one that brings the advice to the table as the experienced one, okay? That pulling of the heartstrings that we talked about.
Yes, and they have a wonderful following. And I think this one will live up to all the others and keep the format afloat, because it's we need to have some smiles on the faces of our audiences. We need to make people feel good.
Yeah, and this does it. And the Hallmark does it. I was talking to Ed Asner the other day, and, of course, he's done a couple of these Hallmark specials, including The Gathering, which he did like in the 70s. And it still plays well today because it's such a good story. And, you know, here you have a movie, Love by the Book, that takes place in a bookstore. I mean, how more appropriate is that?
Yes. Cute. Cute title, though.
If I may, for a moment, your work to the William Holden Wildlife Foundation is fascinating. I know you spent a lot of time in Kenya. You just got back, I understand, from Africa.
Yes, the night before last. So I'm still on an 11-hour time change. I'm very much hands-on in this. It's not just some philanthropic effort that I put my name on. I support all the overheads of the foundation so that I can absolutely say to every single person that gives me a dollar that 100% of that money is going where they think it is, because I know how much people have to sacrifice, and they're all sorts of good causes, and they really do have to sacrifice to give money. that goes overseas because we have so many needy things in our own country. And this goes overseas, and we have reached since our inception in 1982 with our education programs well over 500,000 young Africans and their families trying to spread the gospel of conservation, preservation, sustainability, and the understanding of how vital biodiversity is to the quality of life on the planet. I created some of the syllabuses. They're ever-evolving, and they're bringing in new information, new sustainable opportunities, and we have rural programs. We have 11,000 students a year coming to our central education center. More information can be found out about the William Holden Wildlife Foundation on our website, which is WHWF. William Holden Wildlife Foundation.org.
What are some of the challenges, Stephanie, that currently face this?
The biggest challenge we have all over the world is the increased population and how we're going to find sustainability and keep the natural world alive. Right now, the elephants are in such a critical situation that I can honestly stand and say here that if the rate of killing continues at this rate, there may not be any in 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
Used to be in my lifetime. No, it's reduced itself to that. And when people say, oh, I love elephants, oh, I love this, well, I'll tell you something that all of your listeners can do. People say, well, what can I do as a single person? Here's what you can do. It doesn't cost any very much. It costs the price of a postage stamp and a little bit of your time. The one thing that people will react to in China and that the governments will react to in China, which is the major source of the market for ivory, is that the only thing that seems to be anywhere near touching to their motivating for them to stop this is when it touches their pocketbook. On our website, we'll give you all the information of how to create a petition on a piece of paper with people's signatures, flood the Chinese embassy in Washington, the Chinese consulates in New York and in San Francisco, with papers that say, we, the undersigned, will cease and desist from buying anything made in China unless you as a government stop the import of ivory, declare to the world and show signs that you will effectively make an effort to stop any boat, any shipment, that you will confiscate it and destroy it, and that you will stop this brutal and horrible killing of a world heritage animal that belongs to all of us on this planet, not just the Chinese.
I think that you are doing a remarkable job in this area, and I have to also add that my friend Bob Barker has echoed that same timeline for elephants. He said 5 years, just like you said. That's frightening to think that such a great creature would be extinct in 5 years.
But what we have to do is motivate people,
yeah.
You know. I come from a generation of activists. I can't sit still and let this happen. I've got to try and do something, even if it fails. You've got to try, otherwise just sitting and saying, thinking that somebody else is going to do it is not going to work. You know, the Vietnam War was stopped by my generation, who said, we're not going to take this anymore, and we marched in the streets, and we did a lot of demonstrations. We stopped power plants from, you know, being built on fault lines in California by demonstrating and getting arrested. We used to take our cause to the street. We used to do something about things. We don't do that anymore. We're so lulled into some fantasy that somebody else is going to do this that we don't realize it is us that has to do it. So we can do it with our pocketbooks. We can stop buying things that are made in China just because they're cheap. And we can tell the Chinese that unless they stop killing our elephants, we're not going to buy it anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I'm on board. And again, go to WHWF.org for the William Holden Wildlife Foundation website and learn more about what Stephanie's talking about. And it's very important. And also be watching on the Hallmark Channel, Love by the Book, starring the beautiful, talented Stephanie Powers. Stephanie, thank you so much. Will you come back again? You're a terrific guest. On a talk show, you're the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'd love to have you come
back. Keep that passion going now for elephants.
Let's do it. Let's carry that torch, okay?
Good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stephanie. Great lady, great cause, Stephanie Powers. Don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We're coming right back.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, and I got to be honest with you, her timing for this appearance could not be better. Each September is National Preparedness Month, And that prepares us for things like hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, floods, the pandemic that we're going through. And here we are just at the beginning of September, and we've had all of those several times over, especially in St. Charles, Louisiana, which is suffering very, very bad as we speak. Joining us right now is our friend, instructor, and meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. She is also the founder of, and I love this name, Prepare with Share. Joining us right now is Cheryl Nelson. Hi, Cheryl. How are you? Welcome to the show again.
Hi. Thanks for the intro. Glad to be here.
Well, I got
to
tell you, as we said before we went on the air, we were talking, your appearance here could not have been more timely. I mean, what is going on, and how do you prepare for these things? I mean, we've had a tough hurricane season already on top of this pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Historical start to hurricane season in the Atlantic Basin. I mean, that, the wildfires out west, tornadoes, flooding, you've got so much that's happened already in 2020. And I've been studying disasters for nearly two decades. And extreme weather events, they're on the rise. You got to make sure you have that preparedness kit at home in your vehicle. And because it's 2020, that mask and hand sanitizer, too.
You know what I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you're the authority, is the biggest problem when you talk about preparedness. And that is, and it happens to everybody, I think, and I'm in that sack of people who it happens to, yet don't think it's going to happen to you. It'll only happen to the other person.
You're so right. It's human psychology. People think, you know, it's not going to happen to me, or I've been through a storm like this before. I'm going to be fine. And it's not until they go through something or a loved one is affected, and then they go, oh, maybe I should prepare. And, you know, one thing that I always recommend people having is a portable generator, because they're convenient and possibly life-saving to keep you safe during a power outage. But you got to remember, if they're not used properly, there are some risks, like what we saw in Louisiana. So to prepare for hurricane season and other severe weather and keep your family safe, always take your portable generator outside. The Portable Generator Manufacturers Association has important safety tips to ensure proper use to avoid the dangers of invisible, odorless carbon monoxide buildup. So take it outside means never running a generator indoors in a garage, basement, crawl space, shed, or other partially enclosed spaces. And again, don't run it near a window or a vent either. So takeyourgeneratoroutside.com has more safety information.
I think that same problem occurs around the holidays of Christmas too, or even in the wintertime when people have these space heaters and they don't really realize how dangerous they can be if they're not well ventilated. Now, what about lighting? Okay, now I know if you have a generator, that problem ceases to exist. But what happens if you don't?
Yeah, great question, because if you don't have a generator, then you're going to have to rely on something else like a flashlight. And I love MagLights ML300L 4D cell LED because it offers more than 2 weeks of continuous light on one set of batteries in eco mode. According to Popular Mechanics magazine, it's the last flashlight you'll ever need to buy. Now, it's manufactured in America, gives the right amount of light for any situation, offers legendary durability as well, and basically you want a quality flashlight that works when you need one.
And, of course, batteries fall into that same category, right?
They sure do, and batteries plus bulbs has everything you need to keep you powered up, your home and business, during severe weather and disasters. They've got the backup power units, the lanterns, generator batteries, alkaline batteries, generators, jump pumps, sub pumps. There's so many things that, oh my goodness, it's important that you have uninterruptible power supplies and surge protectors to protect your data and keep you connected during power outages. Batteries plus bulbs really has it all.
Okay, and you say stock up on everything you need to complete your emergency kit. Is there someplace, Cheryl, you can go to find out what should be in that kit?
Yeah, you know, I've got some great information on my own website, preparewithshare.com. It's got information about how to build that disaster preparedness kit. And one other thing we haven't touched on yet is flood insurance. There's a 30-day wait period for that, and the National Association of Insurance Commissioners wants to remind you that a typical homeowner's insurance policy does not cover floods. You need flood insurance for that. It's available through the NFIP or private insurance companies. And regarding your vehicle, comprehensive auto insurance does cover your car for weather-related events like floods and tornadoes, as well as theft, fires, and animal accidents. But that kind of insurance is optional, so you want to check your policy to see if you're covered. NAIC.org has more information about that.
Okay, you also go into an area that is very important. Of course, we want to make sure that we're taking care of our friends and family and relatives and whatever the case may be. But you also go into saving pets. I mean, some people will actually, and I'm one of them, will go to any extent to save their pet.
Yeah, I am definitely like that. I look at it as a pet is a member of your family.
Absolutely.
So you always have to have a plan for your pet as well. And that means having food and water for them. Make sure you have the leash or the cat carrier. Make sure the pet is microchipped. If you ever get separated, have a picture of you and your pet together. Make sure you have their medications and rabies vaccinations are up to date. I mean, there's so many things that you have to do for every member of your family, and that includes your pets. Pets should never be left behind.
I was watching the other day a woman who said, I'm going to stay here because this is my stuff. And I can understand that. I mean, I've got stuff too, you know, especially when you accumulate a lot of things, maybe from family heirlooms or career things that you have, you want to kind of stay there. Is that a good idea?
You know, you really have to depend on what the officials say. If they give you a mandatory evacuation, then you got to listen to that for your safety. If it's optional or if there's no evacuation orders, I mean, then it's really up to you. But I think what's most important about that is you have to make that decision early. You can't wait until it gets bad and then try to evacuate, because that's when you end up getting stuck in a vehicle and bad things can happen. So it's really, you know, listen to the orders and then make that best decision for you and your family. How strong is your house? How old is it? Is it well built? Ask yourself all those questions.
One of the things that I also think, and I don't blame this to other people, because if they don't give you these warnings, then they're criticized. And if they do and they don't materialize, they're criticized. They do start warning you of things so far in advance. I mean, there's something now in Africa, and they're saying, you know, maybe a week from now, this will be a problem. That, I think, promotes the fact that a lot of people will say, this thing always passes. I've heard this so many times in the course of the year, it ain't going to happen.
Oh, I know. And that's probably what they thought, too, regarding Hurricane Laura, you know, and look
right.
What happened in Louisiana. Yeah, I mean, while it's so far out there off the coast of Africa, for now, we can watch it and wait and see what happens. But when you close in on that window and you're a couple days away, I mean, that's when it's going, okay, it's now or never. You got to make that decision.
Where can we go for more information, Cheryl, on this and so many other things that should prepare us for this season?
For everything we talked about today, visit tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Cheryl Nelson has been our guest, instructor, meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center, and Prepare with Shares, her founding organization, which, I love that name. Cheryl, be safe. Thank you for the information, and please come back anytime we need to know more.
Okay? Oh, will do. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Cheryl Nelson has been our guest. Very, very important situation we're talking about, being prepared for September, which is hurricane season. That starts it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Wayne Alaroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today on this extended Labor Day weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the holiday. Joe Bonzel, John Schneider, Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers on True TV, Josh McCuga from Eating History, the Super Nanny Joe Frost, actress Stephanie Powers, and from FEMA, the meteorologist for that great organization, Cheryl Nelson. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Hope that you have a great extended Labor Day weekend, and until next week, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.